True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to The Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. At BSERP Show. Now, let's get into the show. I can't believe that on the Michael Tolia situation. The Rockies have designated for assignment Michael Tolia. I don't know what the Padres think about Michael Tolia, but Michael Tolia is a guy that was a high draft pick, and he's got great numbers on Baseball Savant. He had a rough year last year. But
who in that organization did not have a rough year last year?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, his numbers right now in the big leagues are not very good. But, like, I think it'd be worth a minor league sign.
Yeah, I would send something out to Tolia. I'd send something out to Christopher Morel as well.
I mean, he's going to be 27. Solid. He's going to be 27 next year.
Christopher Morel would be a solid bench piece here, too. He just got DFA'd by Tampa last night.
I know he played in Colorado, but Tolia had 25 home runs in 2024. I mean, could he be a Gavin Sheets? It's possible. He's Frank Marchese. I'm Brayden Suprenant. This is the Brayden Suprenant Show here, live and local, each and every day from 10 to 2 on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. We do want to dive into what's going on in free agency around Major League Baseball and what's going on with a lot of the situation with the San Diego Padres. And free agency. So what we wanted to start the show today with, and a couple of things moved around, obviously, with the way that the Aztecs game finished last night and with, you know, the passing of Randy Jones. And we talked a lot about Randy in the first hour. But you go and look at the overall market. And the thing that's interesting, and we got this from the Jeff Passan article, correct, Frank?
Yes.
About who's going to command the most in the open market. I find it funny that Major League Baseball, I mean, the Dylan Cease situation is interesting to me. Because the Dylan Cease information or a situation is a situation in which a lot of Padres fans don't really want him back unless it's cheap, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's pretty fair to say. Based on what Jeff Passan has been reporting, it sounds like Dylan Cease might get the most money out of any starter on the open market. This offseason free agent pitching market, headlined by three frontline starters, Framber Valdez, Dylan Cease, and Japan's Tetsuya Imai.
Imai.
Each is expected to land major contracts as numerous teams aggressively seek rotation upgrades. High-budget contenders such as the Mets, Cubs, Red Sox, Orioles, and Blue Jays are all shopping at the top of the market, while the Angels, Astros, A's, Giants, and others are also lurking. With so much demand and limited supply, all three pitchers are projected to command huge paydays, possibly exceeding $150 million. Framber Valdez is the most reliable and consistent option. Over the past 4 years, he ranks second in Major League Baseball in innings pitched and owns the league's highest ground ball rate at 60%. Few pitchers allow fewer home runs. Valdez relies heavily on a sinker-curveball changeup mix and is known for efficiency rather than strikeouts. He has also proven himself on the biggest stage, twice outdueling Zach Wheeler in the 2022 World Series. His profile makes him especially attractive to teams with strong infield defense and smaller ballparks. Dylan Cease, on the other side, is a prototype of a modern power pitcher, owns one of MLB's best strikeout rates, and pairs a big fastball with a dominant slider. However, Cease does struggle with walks and has posted ERAs over 4.5 in two of the past three seasons. Even so, his upside, highlighted by a 2.20 ERA in 2022, makes him appealing to teams betting they can unlock more consistency. Like Zach Wheeler before him, Cease's elite raw stuff could land him a nine-figure deal from a team confident in its pitching development system. The last one is Tetsuya Imai, the top NPB starting pitcher available, may end up with the biggest contract of the trio due to his age and huge upside. Posted 1.92 ERA and excellent strikeout-to-walk numbers in 2025 for the Cebu Lions. Although his 5'11 frame is smaller, he throws up to 99 miles an hour and has a deep arsenal, though he relied heavily on his fastball-slider combo in Japan. Opinions on him may vary widely across MLB, but the teams that like him really like him, especially those wary of falling further behind the Dodgers, who have thrived in Japanese talent market. His posting window will open Wednesday and close January 2nd. Because of market pressure and heavy demand, all three pitchers, Valdez, Cease, and Imai, could exceed expectations and surpass the $150 million threshold. This trend extends to other top Japanese stars as well, with teams willing to pay more rather than miss out. Now, you look at these players with the pitching. And the thing is, it sounds like Dylan Cease is going to get a high mark. He's going to get a lot of money and probably be one of the highest paid guys on the market. So if Dylan Cease is one of the highest paid guys in the market, that kind of puts into perspective what you have to pay for a pitcher that is going to be a lights-out guy. I mean, Dylan Cease is going to be one of those pitchers that gets signed to be a number one or number two in somebody's rotation. Padres fans probably don't want Dylan Cease back for a number one or number two in the rotation. I think that's fair to say, Frank.
I agree.
So now you're thinking about like how much money it's going to cost to get said pitchers. This is why a lot of fans have said we need to develop our own pitching talent. But this is another reason why you can't bring back Luis Arraez when it comes to money, because you need as much money as possible to try to find solutions to your starting rotation. And it might be some bargain basement type arms. I mean, you have to go get creative. Now, in terms of free agent, I would be shocked if the Padres sign any starting pitcher in free agency. I would be shocked. I think the players that the Padres could get in free agency that are pitchers are guys that are in the middle that aren't going to cost way too much, but they're still going to cost a little bit more. And you got to take chances on some players. I think you might have to be in a situation where you're taking chances on guys that might be bullpen arms that you need to turn into a starter. There is a part of this conversation in Jeff Passan's article that he wrote yesterday as a preview for free agency that talks about starter or reliever. Much like Clay Holmes last year and Seth Lugo and Michael King. By the way, two of those guys were Padres when they moved to starting role. Brad Keller is seen as by some teams as the perfect starter to reliever back to starter conversation or conversion. Keller, who's 30 years old, was one of the best relievers in baseball this past season, with his velocity jumping 3.5 miles an hour and his slider turning to one of the game's finest as he moved from the rotation to the bullpen. Worst case scenario, like Jordan Hicks, Keller fails at starting but returns to relieving, or perhaps he becomes a Nick Martinez or Mike Soroka, two more free agents this winter whose ability to swing between roles has become one of their hallmarks. The same could be said for Anthony Kay and Foster Griffin, a pair of left-handers returning from Japan, or right-hander John Duplantier, who finally found control and success. None of them is set up to do it well as well as Keller. One good reason in the bullpen, and he's going to get a three-year... One good season in the bullpen, he's going to get a three-year deal. Whether it's to start or relieve is up to the people paying. I think Brad Keller is very interesting for the San Diego Padres. To me, that's another spot that they'd have to go after. You have to go get somebody that's affordable. I don't know how much money the Padres have to spend, but I'm going to tell you right now, if they're going to try to stay around what they spent last year, it's going to be via trade and it's going to be creativity. They already have $201 million, according to FanGraphs, into their payroll. Their payroll last year was $211 million. I don't know how much they're willing to spend around there. They keep saying around this number. Well, let's just say it's $30 million. That doesn't give you a lot of wiggle room to add to major holes that the Padres have. So you have to start thinking creatively. You have to start thinking about, do I go get a Brad Keller to be a starting pitcher? Do I try to get somebody like Nick Martinez, even though he's up there in age? Am I taking a chance on a Chris Paddock-type player? These are all questions that need to be answered. I don't necessarily think Chris Paddock, but I think Chris Paddock is the perfect type of name that you can understand of a guy that has you have to take a big chance on. According to FanGraphs, Brad Keller is expected to sign a two-year, $12 million deal at $6 million a year. That is the type of player that you can probably add to the Padres rotation. It's a risk. You have to take a risk. But that is where you're at. Again, what Dylan Cease is demanding, or should I say what he should be getting, and what Ranger Suarez and Framber Valdez are going to try to get, by denying qualifying offers, you're expecting them to get paid a lot of money. The Padres don't have the resources to do that. They don't have the money. Let's just say they have $30 million to spend. Maybe they have a little bit more. You can't put $25 million of that into one pitcher. That doesn't fix all of your problems. You still need a couple more pitchers. Probably could use a little bit more bullpen help. And you need a power bat. And power bats aren't going for less than $5 million a year. They're just not. So you have to find ways to get creative. That's why, you know, players like Mike Soroka might be in play. That's why players like Brad Keller might be in play. That's why players like in the middle of this part of the free agent group of starting pitchers, you might need to take a chance on an older player like Jose Quintana. I mean, according to FanGraphs, they've updated it. They think Michael King will get a four-year, $88 million deal. But the thing is, and some people in the chat are saying like, oh, Keller worries me for how far he fell off. All these guys should worry you. All of these pitchers should worry you. I mean, maybe you could get Dustin May for cheap. But like, again, he's going to worry some people. People like Zach Gallen. Zach Gallen's going to get maybe $22 million a year. If you have the money for Zach Gallen, you probably have the money for Michael King, so why don't you just bring Michael King back? Dustin May's got electric stuff. Maybe Ruben Nieblo can fix him. I mean, these are the type of names that you have to think about when you're looking for starting pitching. Maybe you'll get a Jose Quintana for 1 year, $7 million. I mean, again, it's not great. How do you build this rotation? We'll talk about that when we come back. There might be some solutions besides just signing free agents. And you know what? Trades might be more in the Padres connection. But what are you going to trade? We'll discuss this next on the Braden Soprano Show, San Diego Summer Sports Station, 97.3.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. so carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Fan. There is a deal that's been put out by Andrew Marchand on like the TV stuff. I'm wanting to wait for the Padres on that one. But it sounds like Major League Baseball is going to announce some new TV deals with NBC, Netflix, and ESPN. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like ESPN, at least in the article by Andrew Marchand, is going to have... They're going to have rights. Here's what it says. ESPN will have in-market rights to 6 clubs and will have the ability to add more if they become available. The 6 teams are the Cleveland Guardians, San Diego Padres, Minnesota Twins, Arizona Diamondbacks, Colorado Rockies, and the Seattle Mariners.
Which are all teams that aren't on a network of their own already. They're broadcasted by Major League Baseball.
Correct. So, that's interesting. And I don't know what a lot of this stuff is. In terms of the, because it's super vague on the
details,
on the details in the article. I know anything that involves the Padres usually put something out, so I'm going to kind of wait.
Awful Announcing had the other day that ESPN has purchased the rights to MLB.TV.
I saw that too.
So again, it's a question of at this point. How are you watching the game? Is it going to be, do you have to do what the MLS just stopped with Apple TV Plus, which is the purchasing Apple TV Plus and purchasing an extra package? Or do you just have it? Like we were talking to Adam about it during the break. I can watch the Islanders on ESPN Plus. They have so many, they put almost every NHL game on ESPN Plus, both broadcasts. You don't have to pay anything extra for it.
But you can't watch the Ducks.
I can't watch the Ducks because it's a local blackout.
Right, because they have their own thing.
Right. So are you going to be able to watch the Padres here? Or is it going to be blacked out? Or are you going to have to pay like an MLB TV Plus subscription for it? There's a lot of questions that need to be answered that this deal is just getting broken now,
here's the key points on this. And again, I don't know how you're going to be able to, I don't know how the Padres are going to tell you how to watch their product. And I don't know what the deal is. I don't know the money value. We just don't know. All we know is that ESPN now has the rights to the Padres, is what this article is saying. So, and again, I don't know. So I'm not going to talk. I'm not going to speculate on what the deal is going to be. I'm sure the Padres have already hashed that out and are putting that together, and they will tell you when they have details on this or that they want to release details about how to watch their games. Major League Baseball is finalizing a new national TV and streaming deal with NBC and Peacock, Netflix, and ESPN after ESPN opted out of the final 3 years of its previous contract. So NBC and Peacock, Netflix, and ESPN are going to share national MLB broadcast rights starting next season. So national games will be on NBC and Peacock, Netflix, and ESPN. ESPN's opt-out triggered a full restructuring of MLB's media packages. Total value, Major League Baseball receive $750 million per season compared to the previous $1.65 billion that ESPN alone would have paid those 3 years. What each platform gets. NBC and Peacock is now the new home of Sunday Night Baseball and the first round of the MLB playoffs. So NBC, Frank, bought what ESPN had.
Yes.
ESPN had Sunday Night Baseball and they had the first round of the MLB playoffs. That is now owned by NBC. They will air games on NBC unless there are conflicts with the NFL and NBA. If so, games are moved to Peacock. That's unfortunate. Peacock regains the Sunday morning package that previously was on Roku. So Peacock will have the Sunday morning. So you're going to have that early Sunday morning game.
So Sunday is moving to Peacock, basically.
Correct.
Sunday baseball is on Peacock.
They will have the morning game that day. That's super early. And then they will have the Sunday night baseball package. And if it doesn't conflict with the NFL. So that means for September baseball, if they do Sunday night baseball in September, those four games are going to be on Peacock. Because mm-hmm. they're going to be conflicting with
the NFL.
The NFL. And I don't even, and then, I mean, I don't, there's not going to be any conflicts with the NBA.
No.
And oh, you know what? No.
End of the season, yeah.
What is NBC's contract with the NBA? Do they have the playoffs? There might be the first couple of MLB games on Sunday Night Baseball might be on Peacock only too.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? I don't know. They'll have the details on this, but this is what the article is saying. Netflix, first ever exclusive MLB package for the streamer. Opening day marquee game. Starts with Yankees-Giants in 2026.
Oh,
Netflix will have the opening day marquee game, like that opening night game.
Yes.
They will have the home run derby, and they will have the Field of Dreams game. And they're paying $50 million for that.
Okay.
So in order to watch the home run derby, you got to watch it on Netflix.
I don't know anyone who's watching the home run derby this day, but
we're barely watching on ESPN. The fact that I'm going to have to log into Netflix to watch it is going to make me like not really watch it. New deal for ESPN equals the old financial commitment, $1.65 billion over 3 years. They get all out-of-market games, the equivalent of current MLB.TV. In-market rights to six teams, including the Padres, and 30 exclusive weeknight games. ESPN Radio remains home of Sunday Night Baseball, the playoffs, and the World Series. ESPN will now control and sell MLB.TV, priced similarly at $150 a year, with the MLB app still functioning during at least the first year.
So that sounds like you're going to have to pay a package if you want to watch it on the ESPN app.
For out-of-market games.
Yeah.
I honestly feel like this is going to be the same deal that the Padres had with MLB. It's just going to be on ESPN. I just don't know if there's a cable deal for ESPN, right? So,
right.
Based on that, if you just watch the Padres on stream, it sounds like everything might be the same. I don't know. Again, this is just an article that was put out. There was no detail specifically about the Padres. We will get that from the Padres. But it seems like instead of you going to the MLB app, you just go to ESPN. And that's for the out-of-market stuff.
I wonder if, because they're taking over the broadcasting for local, I wonder if you're going to have to pay that $20 a month to watch the Padres on the app like you had to last year.
If you don't have cable, you probably do. I don't know if it's going to be on cable or not. That's probably what that situation's going to be. I doubt it's ESPN's involved. I mean, you're going to have to pay something. It's not like Victory Plus where you get to watch Ducks games for free. MLB strategy. MLB is following the NFL's model, MLB, multiple partners to broaden reach Adding Netflix puts MLB into the world's biggest streaming ecosystem. Relinquishing MLB.TV to ESPN is the most dramatic shift. MLB had held that asset tightly for decades. It's a very expensive deal. Fans will now need multiple services for most complete MLB coverage. MLB.TV experience likely remains similar, but it's now under ESPN control. Sunday Night Baseball moves from ESPN to NBC. Hugely strategically. I mean, now Sunday Night Baseball is on broadcast, though. If it's on NBC, it's on broadcast, which is good. It's a bigger audience. Playoffs are now diversified. ESPN's got all the rights to radio. NBC's got the first round. Other rounds will still be with Turner and Fox. They're unaffected. The most important change is ESPN gains in-market TV rights to six teams, including the Padres. But then again, it's like, I don't know what they're going to do. And it doesn't sound like there's any answers on there. And so a lot of the ideas are, you know, the Padres could be part of the new app that ESPN has. They could bundle Padre games inside the app. They can sell a team-specific. They can integrate it into the new MLB.TV. It sounds like ESPN has not finalized that model yet, but the Padres are going to be accessible probably on ESPN's platform.
I just find it hard to believe that it is you're gonna have to pay to watch the Padres, because we've heard Manfred talk about getting rid of local blackouts. That's a thing that he has talked about. And like I said, I can watch any NHL game without having to spend any extra money, except for the local blackout games, which the NHL does have. But if Manfred wants to get rid of the local blackouts, I can't see why you would have to pay extra money to watch one sport while I can watch the other sport, both broadcasts, not just an ESPN broadcast. I can watch either. Like, we have the Rangers Vegas Golden Knights game on right now. If I wanted to watch this on ESPN Plus, I could watch it on MSG, or I can watch it on Scripps Sports, which is Vegas's, for free. So I don't know why you would do one sport you'd have to pay and another sport you don't. I understand why you would have to pay for, like, UFC events and other pay-per-view events. I get that. But that would really, I think, irk the baseball fan to be like, hey, I can watch NHL, I can watch college football, I can watch all this other stuff without having to pay an extra package price, but for baseball, I have to?
I don't think that's the case. I agree with you, Frank. I mean, is there anything? There's nothing on if you pay for the app on ESPN, or if you pay for ESPN Plus, there's no additional fees except for fights.
Yeah, for pay-per-view events, for boxing matches, right. For UFC, nothing.
I get Red Zone through DirecTV Sports Package, so I don't know how the Red Zone thing works on ESPN, because they control the rights of that now too, don't they?
Yes. I'm assuming you would have to pay. We don't have cable, so I can't watch live ESPN on the ESPN app, because I don't have cable. I don't have a cable login.
And you don't pay for the direct to consumer
I
have to read every broadcast that I do.
I pay through the Disney Plus, Hulu, ESPN bundle. That's how I have it.
As J-Dub said in the chat, as Jake Waters says, ESPN Plus allows you to listen to me on USD calls. That's fact.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
It absolutely does.
I think those are all the same kind of deal. So you're just going to have to wait. But all you do know, this is all we know about the new TV deal, is Padres are one of six teams that now have their broadcast rights owned by ESPN instead of MLB whatever. So it'll be look a little different. They'll probably have the little ESPN mic flags. They'll have an ESPN box. They'll have all the ESPN stuff. I don't know if that affects the broadcast. I mean, all the broadcasters work for the Padres. Those are Padres get to pick that, so yes, that's not going to change.
Yeah. So Orsillo will still be organization.
Everything will be the same. It's just like where you get it might be slightly different. But it sounds like if you're an out-of-market fan, it's going to be super easy. It's just it's ESPN now instead of MLB.TV. But the in-market, I don't know. I don't know what the situation is. It sounds like they're still working out the details about that. The good news is the Padres have a TV contract of some kind, it seems like. I don't know how much money they get out of the deal. They obviously got to split it, but Major League Baseball signs a big TV rights contracts with a bunch of different entities. And hopefully that's a lot more money coming into the Padres' pockets, but I don't know the details on that either. And again, once the Padres announce it, it'll make a lot more sense.
Yeah, and if you'll notice on DirecTV, which we have here in studio, they've added a bunch of ESPN Plus channels just to straight DirecTV. There's like 10 new ESPN Plus channels
on
here.
I saw that.
I think they added that. They might have added that on Monday because I don't remember it before that.
I saw that at a bar the other day, and I thought it was just the bar.
No,
I thought I guess the bar, because like when you go to a bar, they have a different, they have DirecTV's commercial deal, and you get, they have Peacock, and they have Amazon and Peacock, and they have all of those channels built in through DirecTV.
Yes.
So the bar, all the bars can access all of these, like all the streaming things. So they don't have to like buy a Fire Stick and like try to, you know, flip TVs.
I mean, unless
and so I thought they had access at DirecTV. I thought they had one of their corporate ones or their, you know, the ones that are restaurants. I thought they just had access to all the ESPN Plus ones. And I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool.
Unless we have a similar deal like that. We don't
have that deal.
Yeah. So like I said, I don't have cable. I don't have Spectrum. I don't have DirecTV. I don't have any of that. We only pay for internet. That might be a hint, because there's I just saw there's 7 new ESPN Plus channels on DirecTV. So maybe during the off season they'll play whatever, but maybe during the baseball season that's where they'll be playing the games.
I think that's highly possible. I mean, I don't know why you would like limit your market.
Juan Ruiz is saying that Cox also has ESPN Plus on their cable now, too. So
they must have worked out a deal with
the cable companies.
The cable companies, which is interesting, as they're still trying to work out a deal with YouTube.
I think that's done.
Did they finish that finally?
I believe that is done. After YouTube paid a $20 reimbursement, they got it done.
Interesting. Well, the Padres are part of those in-market, or those out of those controlled by ESPN.
Yes, those,
there's not a lot of details more on how that's going to work. But
right, because baseball had those television rights, so it's whoever wasn't under television contract is now controlled by ESPN.
833-288-973. Four ways the Padres could build a rotation. We'll talk about it when we come back on the Brayden Soprenet Show. San Diego's number one sports station, 97 through the Fan.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
We're going to push this to noon so we could get to the sports thread. So we'll do like a super sports thread here and be talking about the latest news and rumors for free agency. And then we'll dive into AJ Cassaville's article and get our takes on it on the four ways the Padres could build a rotation. He's got a lot of options out there, and all of them come with risk. That's the thing. All of them come with risk. I mean, every name that we've listed so far that could potentially help the Padres out have had to come with risk. Let's get to the latest news and notes around Major League Baseball, the latest free agency rumors going on. As we'll start with, Frank, multiple teams view Robert Suarez the best pitcher on the market.
Yes. Yes, they do. Hold on one second. I was setting up for something else.
Ranger Suarez.
Yeah. Oh, is it Ranger? Oh, whoops. My bad.
That's a massive difference between Ranger and Robert Suarez.
That is a huge difference. Yeah, so that's a thing. Where the heck is it? Where is it? Found it. Yep, there we go. With no true ace on the free agent market, several teams view Ranger Suarez as the top available pitcher. He doesn't overpower hitters, but he excels at limiting hard contact, posting MLB's lowest hard hit rate in 2025. Suarez has been consistently reliable with a 3.59 ERA since 2022. And owns a strong postseason track record. He's ranked as one of the top pitchers in this year's free agency class.
It's him, it's Dylan Cease, and it's Framber Valdez.
Yeah.
That's who the top three are. And the teams that have the money to spend are going to go get those top three arms because everybody needs starting pitching. If I had to guess, I would say, you know, Framber Valdez has been the most consistent guy, but my guess would be Cease gets the most money, followed by Ranger Suarez, then Framber Valdez. And I think all three of those guys are going to massive market teams.
Yeah, absolutely.
For huge contracts.
Tatsuya Imai has officially posted. The top MVP pitcher, Tatsuya Imai, has been posted by the Cebu Lions and can now negotiate with MLB teams during the 45-day window that runs through January 2nd of 2026. The 27-year-old right-hander is expected to draw strong interest after posting a stellar 1.92 ERA with 178 strikeouts and only six homers allowed in 163 and two-thirds innings. Ranked the number 11 free agent overall, in my standout 2025 season included eight innings of a combined no-hitter and 17 strikeout complete game shutout.
Do we think he's going to go anywhere but the Dodgers? I mean, I just feel like he's just always going to be a Dodger.
Sasaki 2.0.
Yeah. I don't know. It's been kind of the same. It's been want to play on the West Coast and...
Well, to be fair, we haven't heard too much of, or at least I haven't seen too much of what Imai's wants and needs are.
That's also true. That's an interesting name to pay attention to. We know how big he has been, or should I say AJ Preller's been, in the Japanese market.
And yeah, there's two big hitters as well that we'll discuss a little bit later on. Devin Williams drawing widespread interest. Despite a rough 2025 season with the Yankees, Devin Williams is drawing strong free agent interest from around a dozen teams, including the Red Sox, Reds, Mets, Giants, Tigers, and Dodgers.
Oh my.
His surface numbers were shaky with a 4.79 ERA, but his advanced metrics and a dominant finish, a 2.50 ERA and 17 strikeouts over 9 over his last 19 outings, suggest he's still an elite reliever. Many clubs believe he can return to the form that made him one of MLB's best bullpen arms from 2020 through 2024 until Pete Alonso completely broke him.
Do we think he could be a closer again in Major League Baseball? Yes. Do we think he's going to get paid closer money? I don't think so. But I bet you he's going to get a nice payday. Again, for another big market team that's got the money to spend.
Absolutely.
Who needs bullpen arms that are expensive? Good team. Good teams that have a lot of money to spend.
Yep.
The Pirates ain't signing Devin Williams.
No, they're not. After a steep decline in production led to his non-tender in 2022, Cody Bellinger could be headed back to the Dodgers. Los Angeles has shown interest in bringing back the former Rookie of the Year, MVP, and World Series champion as they look to upgrade their outfield. So a Cody Bellinger reunion possible in Los Angeles.
I can see that happening. I feel like, I don't know, he just fits in as a Dodger so bad. I mean, I just feel like he needs to be a Dodger.
In the worst ways.
I know, in the worst ways. I think it'd be a good pickup for LA.
Fresh off a near World Series win, the Blue Jays are aiming big in free agency. They're viewed as the favorites to sign star outfielder Kyle Tucker, and if that fails, could pursue Cody Bellinger or Kyle Schwarber. Toronto is also open to bringing back shortstop Bo Bichette and might even try to sign both Tucker and Bichette. The Rays are exploring top-tier starting pitching as well, with the recent success of Vladimir Guerrero Jr., locking him up long-term. They're seen as a rising destination for elite talent.
Have they been able to sign anybody in free agency?
They have not, but again,
they haven't.
Like this is said, though, when you get a deal like that for Vladimir Guerrero Jr. done, because that wasn't done until earlier this year, that could be the first big domino to fall. It's like, yeah, they're willing to spend this money.
I don't think it's a willing to spend. I think it's a willing to get people to go play in Canada. I think the easiest way for them is to sign guys that they already have. I think they're able to sign Bichette. I don't think Kyle Tucker's going to go play for Toronto. And I don't think... Who else did you name in there?
Schwarber.
He ain't playing in Toronto either. I don't think any of those guys are going to play in Toronto. I don't think any of them want to sign and play in Canada. I don't think any of them do. I think the Blue Jays are going to have to draft, develop, and then sign those guys to extensions more than getting in big free agents. I mean, how many times do they finish second in big free agency?
Yeah.
Many times. It's not because they're not trying and they're not offering money. I just don't think players want to go through customs every time they go on a road trip. It sucks. It's a tough animal to have to play in a different country.
We know Dave Roberts loves it.
Yeah, exactly. There's no way they have to offer a lot more to get some of these players, and I don't think it's enough to get some of these players to go play in Canada. That's it for baseball. There's a lot of stuff going on in the professional sports world. It doesn't involve baseball. It's today's sports thread.
You know that group chat, the one that's always blowing up with the biggest sports takes, debates, and breaking news?
You got barbecue back there, and you didn't invite me!
Yeah, we've got that too. Welcome to the Sports Thread, where we break down the top five stories in sports, just like you would with your crew.
Oh no! Disaster! What a bad idea!
No filters, no silence, just real talk.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics. Stop sitting on the sidelines. QC Kinetics gets you back in the game without surgery. To learn how, visit QCKinetics.com.
All right, Frank, what do we got today?
So say, just continuing on.
Number one.
Golden State Warriors coach Steve Kerr said he is very concerned that the NBA's increased pace of play combined with its condensed 82-game schedule is leading to increased soft tissue injuries. In the past 2 days, Milwaukee Bucks forward Giannis Antetokounmpo suffered a groin strain, and San Antonio Spurs announced that center Victor Wembanyama had left the game with a calf strain, and guard Stephon Castle with a hip flexor strain. Five other NBA players are currently out with calf strains: Anthony Davis, Ty Jerome, Dylan Harper, Ja Morant, and Jrue Holiday. Is this a sign that it's an NBA schedule problem, or is it a players being pampered problem?
I think, well, here's the thing with, there's a difference between being in shape and being in
basketball shape.
Being in shape, being in football shape. There's a lot of those instances. There's a reason why a lot of these leagues used to make these guys do a lot of stuff and get into shape so they can make it through the entire season. And right now, we're not doing that anymore. They're not doing it as much anymore. Nope. You're getting all these injuries in football, you know, all these injuries in basketball, all these injuries in baseball, and it's because you're letting the athletes just kind of cruise at their own leisure and getting into shape that would be for, like, looking good, but not into sports shape. Missing all this time for the preseason, all that stuff. I mean, those are put in place to get you ready to go for the regular season, not sit out the entire time. So it's an NBA problem in that sense, not necessarily the schedule.
And rest schedule as well. That's great. Love the dying NBA.
Number two.
Continuing with the NBA, in the second installment of a podcast featuring LA Lakers star LeBron James and Golden State Warriors star Steph Curry, the future Hall of Famers made it clear that neither plans to compete in the men's national team at the 2028 Olympics in Los Angeles. James will be 43 during the 2028 Olympics. Curry will have just turned 40. He didn't slam the door shut quite like LeBron did, but Curry told the inquiring Steve Nash, serving as the Mind Games co-host, that his participation is unlikely. I didn't realize that Steph Curry was going to be 40 coming up in 2028. LeBron doesn't surprise me. But Steph Curry kind of did, and then I saw his age. I'm like, well, maybe that's
not as surprising as I thought.
But two big names already saying no.
I don't think it's surprising. I really don't, because when he played in the last Summer Olympics, they were saying it was going to be the last time he plays for Team USA.
Yeah.
Again, because of the age thing.
Yeah, like I said, LeBron did not surprise me at all.
I'm not surprised by Steph either. I mean, he's accomplished everything he needs to accomplish. There's not much more that he needs to do. And at that point, like, how many more seasons in the NBA is he going to play?
Yeah.
So why would he play in the Olympics at that point? I mean, when you get to that age, let the younger guys go play in the Olympics. And if you want to continue your NBA career, you probably shouldn't be playing in the Olympics.
Yeah. Shouldn't be doing extracurriculars.
Number three.
Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers will not need surgery to repair a fracture to his left non-throwing wrist. Tomlin did not rule out the quarterback out for Sunday's game at the Chicago Bears, and the veteran status will be determined later in the week. Coach said Rodgers, 41, will not participate today, and that Friday will be a key day in evaluating the quarterback's status for Sunday's game against the Bears. Is there a little bit more of a push to get him to play, seeing now how Baltimore is starting its resurgence?
Yeah, because they need him to play at this point in time. Baltimore's right on their tail, like we thought. There's no, like, they don't have rest time now for Aaron Rodgers. He needs to go out there. He needs to be able to play. Or they got to be able to ride with what they have as a backup. I don't even know who the backup is in Pittsburgh.
Last I remember, it was Mason Rudolph.
Yeah, Mason Rudolph. Right, go ahead. It's time to play now if you're Aaron Rodgers, especially with the pressure of Baltimore, who's favored in all their games on the way on the rest of the season. Like we talked about for the last, couple of weeks. Baltimore's putting the pressure on.
Mm-hmm.
Got to play.
Number four.
The WNBA latest collective bargaining proposal would include revenue sharing with a team maximum salary of $1.1 million, available to more than one player per team, growing each year. WNBA officials updated the board on the latest proposal at this week's meetings. The new league minimum would be more than $220,000, with an average of more than $460,000, according to a source. Those numbers would start in the first year of the deal for more than 180 players and increase over the length of the CBA. So the WNBA max salary going up to $1.1 million.
Well, they got more money.
Good on.
See, with that, you get paid what somebody is willing to pay you for the job. Like, if they're not making money as a league, then that's how much money they're going to get paid. If they are making a lot of money and they're holding out, then, yeah, we have another problem. But go on, the WNBA players get more money. New lunchtime hour when we come back.
More popular than baseball.
That's a wrap for today's episode of the Brayden Suprenant Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.